Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
At Dossett, Big Four, and Tupelo, we do things differently. We believe in honest, fair prices and treating our customers like family. Whether you're looking for a new or used GMC or Buick, we've got you covered. Come on down to Dossett Big Four, where you'll get a great deal without the hassle. That's Dossett Big Four in Tupelo.
You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi. Covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
We are so back. Isn't that what the kids say these days? Down there? No? I'm getting, yeah. Well, this being allowed. Welcome back to Post Game Live here on YouTube. Brian Haydad here with you live in the M.M. Roberts press box. We are brought to you by the good folks over at Paul Davis Restoration, and we've been talking about Paul Davis for quite some time. They are the official disaster recovery support system for Mississippi State University. If you have fire, water, mold, or storm damage, 24/7 service for expert, fast, professional service to restore your home and business to its original condition. And to go beyond that with property improvement services to make your space better than ever, Paul Davis Restoration, your recovery and property improvement are their priorities. Give them a call today at 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. And this year, we are pleased to welcome Stones Jewelers over in Tupelo. Great Bulldog business, a family-owned business. They've been there since 1976. When you have a special moment and you need to get the perfect gift, the good folks at Stones Jewelers in downtown Tupelo will take care of you. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. Help them find; they will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. A tale of two halves here in Hattiesburg today. In the first half, Mississippi State, absolutely not good. Neither side of the ball was overly impressive. I thought offensively they had some things going, but they couldn't get everything going the way they wanted it to. I will say that defensively in the first half, they were okay, but not great. Just not great. Second half, a totally different story. Took control of the game in the third quarter, scored three unanswered touchdowns, and a late score from Southern Mississippi that puts the game, makes it look a little more respectable than it actually was. Now, let's be honest about the opponent here. I thought Southern Mississippi is a much improved football team. A year ago, if they play Mississippi State team, they probably lose this game by 50, 60 points. It would have been an absolute massacre. You know, it would have been like a bunch of wolves, a bunch of carnivorous wolves falling on a piece of meat back then. But this year is a much improved Southern Mississippi team. And you can see that Charles Huffman is going to get that program going in the right direction. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But today, State was the better team. And today, State played better in the second half and won the game in such a fashion that they should have won it, as it should have happened that way. So a really good win for Mississippi State. Look, we talked about it last week that you just wanted to be able to come out of this game and just breathe as a Mississippi State fan, that you wanted to watch this game and just say, okay, you know, the shadow and the darkness of the Toledo game is gone. You can move forward now. Now you can be legitimate. You can look and say State, that Mississippi State team, if they play the way they played in the second half, can beat an Arizona State team. Absolutely could do that. Now, like as you mentioned, first half, that's not going to get the job done going forward. You've got to find a way to be better for four quarters, because if you play the way you played this week in the first half against Arizona State, you're probably not going to be in a good situation there. It won't be 13-10 with you in the lead at the end of the first half. I can't wait to see the comments after that. I can't wait. I know they're coming. Let's look at the stats from this one. 465 yards of offense for State. They gave up 301, but a good chunk of that is when the game was already very much put away. I want to say that Southern's last two drives were probably worth 120, 130 yards to them. Shapen, not not as sharp as he might have liked to have been in this game. Had some good moments, had some bad, but finishes 26 of 34, 270 yards, one touchdown. The one interception I thought was more of a great defensive play by the Southern Miss defender than anything that Shapen did. He threw to a guy who looked open, guy makes a great play and pulls the ball out. Running the football, State, again, just okay. Nothing spectacular. They finished the game with 188 yards rushing, averaged just under 5 yards per carry. But that's a legit number. You don't have – we've talked about it a bunch last week about Whitmore's carry skewing your yards per carry last year. Not the case here. Devon Booth, 16 carries, 79 yards, and a score. Fluff Bothwell, 9 carries, 43 yards, and 2 scores. Johnny Daniels had a couple of good runs, too. 4 carries for 28 yards for him. Shapen, 6 carries for 5 yards. Not much in the running game. He did have one run where he got a first down for Mississippi State. And then Kamario Taylor, 1 carry for 3 yards, but it's obvious that State has a short yardage package for him. They got him down there on the goal line. He scored, but that play was called back on a penalty, which is what that brings us to that, guys. Penalties today for Mississippi State were a huge issue. It reminded me a lot of the game in 2018 where Mississippi State went up to Kentucky and just could not stop committing penalties. Luckily for Mississippi State, not the same quality of opponent in this one, but just an awful day when we're talking about penalties. I think the final tally was 14. Let me see if I can find that number. 14 penalties for 119 yards. Now, again, 6 of those are in the fourth quarter when the game's kind of already decided, but State had 2 touchdowns called back on penalties, really 3, but they end up scoring on that drive, so I'm not going to hold that one against them. But this could have been a much bigger score for Mississippi State. But all in all, there's just not a ton to complain about. Again, the first half was not great, but when you turn it around, I take that as a sign, a positive sign. When a team goes in the locker room, they're not playing well, and they come out, and they immediately establish themselves. They immediately think, okay, we're going to take control of this game. I take that as a positive for Mississippi State. So I thought that was a very good sign for the Bulldogs. I got to give some kudos here. Offensively, State was just okay in this game. And you can say defensively, when you look at the stats, they're just okay. This was a really good defensive game for Mississippi State, I thought. They were able to limit USM in the running game. Southern only had 2.9 yards per carry, 35 carries for 102 yards. They hold Braxton under 200 yards passing, so 301 yards total. They get an interception off of him, which we talked about last week. This is a guy who does not throw a lot of interceptions. He only threw two picks all last year, so half of his season total right here today in Hattiesburg. I thought that State's defense was good today. You saw the depth that a ton of guys played for Mississippi State. You're not just relying on the same like 14, 15 guys over and over again. I mean, just looking at the tackle chart, the number of guys, I don't have all of the numbers. I'm not going to sit down and do that. But now it's no surprise that Isaac Smith is sitting atop the tackle chart with 7 on the day. Jalen Smith with 7 tackles as well. Brylan Lanier had a really good game, 6 tackles and an interception. State gets 3 tackles for loss, only 1 sack. And I that's obviously a little bit of going to be a little bit of a red flag. You'd like to see a little bit more from him on that. You'd like to see, 2.5 sacks, but that's fine. You'll accept that. You'll accept that. I think that they were able to pressure, especially in the second half, the pressure was better, but you've got a long way to go as far as, as far as defensively goes. There's still a lot of room to grow, all right? But the things we talked about in the offseason, more depth, more athletic, faster to the ball. They just looked more confident out there from start to finish. And I thought that by and large, they played pretty well. I don't have a ton of complaints of what I saw defensively. Offensively, if you maybe nitpick and say what were you not pleased with, I thought in the first half State at one point they're up 10-3, and you think they're starting to pull away a little bit. I'm sorry, up 7-3. They run the ball pretty successfully with Devon Booth. He carries it down deep inside USM territory. I give Charles Huff some credit there. He calls a timeout. He wants to get a little better feel for what's going on there, And at that moment, Lebby decides to start throwing the ball a little bit. And I thought that was just unusual. You know, you're running the football. You're the more physical team. You've got the bigger offensive line. Lean on them. But didn't do that. You end up kicking a field goal. By the way, shout out to Kyle Ferry. A new school record, 55-yard field goal. That record had stood since the mid-'80s with Artie Cosby. 55-yard, and that ball was smoked. So really good job by Kyle Ferry. He had a couple of field goals today and didn't miss an extra point. A really good day at the ballpark for him. Let's look here in the chat. People are talking about Will Whitson. Good game for him. I thought he was impressive. I liked what I saw from him. I liked what I saw from DJ Reed, and that's a guy coming into this season. I didn't have wasn't really much on the radar, but I thought he played really well today. Pushed USM's right tackle around a couple of plays as well. I thought that Dre Bledsoe was pretty good for Mississippi State today, the Texas transfer. So, you know, some of the names we talked about this offseason showed up for Mississippi State today. Will Whitson, yeah, four tackles. One sack, 2.5 tackles for loss. Buddy, we'll take that all year long from a defensive lineman. That's the kind of stuff you're getting out there. Malik Silla as well. I thought Malik Silla played pretty well. Jalen Smith, we mentioned him, played pretty well. I thought Nick Mitchell had a decent game. He played pretty well as well. So, just, again, it wasn't an off-the-charts performance by the defense. It wasn't anything that I'm going to write home about. But they were much, much better than they were a year ago. Now, what does that mean long-term for Mississippi State? I have no idea at this point. The story of the season really gets told next week when they play Arizona State. What we can say today is this is an improved football team. They are better than they were last year. They will have an opportunity to win more games than they won last year. Are they going to be a bowl team or not? We'll find out next week. Somebody mentioned something here in the chat, and I want to talk about this. And this is, you want to talk about why you really should just listen to stuff like this for entertainment value only. What do we talk about all offseason? Oh, the corners. Oh, the corners. I don't know about those corners. Those are gonna be they played really well today, and that's with Jet Jefferson missing the game with an injury. We hope to get an update on his status. We'll see how quickly he's going to be back. But I thought Kelly Jones and Diego Brumfield were good today. I thought State's cornerback play was really, really solid. And, I mean, again, what do you think? You know, the whole offseason, I'm, you know, oh, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm an idiot. Don't listen to me under any circumstances. Listen to me because I make you laugh. Don't listen to me because I know anything, because I certainly don't. Do you honestly think Chapin is the best quarterback? I was very underwhelmed today. He didn't play great, but yes, yeah, I still think he's the best quarterback. No question about that. What are your thoughts on the offensive line? They struggled. I thought that Blake Steen was not playing well before he went down with an injury, and I thought the offensive line played better when Albert Reese came in to play that right tackle. I think Jimothy Lewis is fine at left tackle. He's going to be fine there. You go forward with that. You got to figure out that right tackle spot. Are the procedural penalties a coaching issue? Absolutely. I mean, anytime you have pre-snap penalties, I tend to put that on coaching more than anything else. You got to get that out of your system to see that. Chris agrees that the corners were glued. The corners played really well today. I thought Kelly Jones looked like a stud out there. I mean, you give me a big corner like that. Better boys. I will take that each and every time. Lee Battle, they had us in the first half. Not going to lie. It's the truth. It is an absolute truth. The first half, coming out of the first half, Robbie Falk was sitting here next to me, and he and I were both like, it's going to be tough. We don't want to deal with this. We don't want to have to deal with this again. But thankfully, Mississippi State really played well in the second half. And the game in the second half kind of went the way we talked about, that the bigger, stronger team eventually kind of broke their will and you know, got them worn down to the point where they were able to do what they wanted to do offensively. Real quick note, by the way, here in the press box, the Southern Mississippi coaching box is like maybe 10 feet from where I'm sitting, and they had the door open. Wow. A lot of profanity coming out of that room. Not that I'm a saint by any stretch of the imagination, but goodness gracious, close the door, guys. If I had sat up here with a walkie-talkie, I could have given State all their formations today. How do you feel about the classic, we win by 40 without the mistakes versus that's just what bad teams do? That's a good point, right? There's one side of the coin where, yeah, if State doesn't have the mistakes, this game's probably something like 51-10. Whereas the other side of it is, well, that's what bad teams do. They make mistakes like that. I'm somewhere in the middle on that one, I guess. You know, the truth kind of always lies in the middle for that. I think that I don't think Mississippi State is necessarily a great team. So we'll start there. But that being said, if you can clean up those mistakes, you have a chance to be a lot better than you were. What do you think about the way Camario was used? It's interesting because I wonder, you know, if you want to redshirt him, you're going to play him in the four non-conference games, right? So him playing today is not a sign that he would not redshirt. But that being said, I wonder if they just say, you know what, we're going to play short yardage with him this year and let him have some opportunities. And, you know, if he doesn't redshirt, he doesn't redshirt. In this transfer portal era, you know, maybe that's not the way you go. So did you think the O-line would have been better? I did, but maybe that's on me. You know, we're talking about an offensive line that's starting two guys who weren't here in the spring. You know, they just plugged them in and said, get after it. And so maybe they can get better as the season goes along. They do need to be better than they were today. You know, going forward, this is, you know, it's one of those things. It's no disrespect to Southern Mississippi, but this is the second easiest game on the schedule. And I would say Northern Illinois is a more challenging game than Southern Mississippi. So you're talking about, you've got 10 more teams to play that are going to be better up front than the Golden Eagles were today. You've got to figure out a way to do that. So do we expect the offensive line to get better as they play together more? Yes, I absolutely would say that. I think that's the whole thing with the offensive line. You got to have that cohesion. And these guys didn't play together in the spring even. Blake Steen, you know, this is his first real action out there. So, yeah, I do think they will get better as the season goes. The bad news is you got a game next week that you really need to win. And, you know, so I think I mentioned that a few weeks ago, that I feel like some fans have underplayed how important that game is. That game is the season. If you beat Arizona State, you have a fantastic chance of being a bowl team because you should be 4-0, and then it's just finding two SEC wins. A loss to them means you have to find three. And that's going to be tough, you know, because you're not as talented as maybe seven of the eight SEC teams. Arkansas might be a little bit of a push, but we'll see. I don't know. What's your take on how the wide receivers played? I thought they played okay. Thought they were all right. What's up, man? I thought they were all right. Brennan Thompson, you see the speed, the long play that should have been a touchdown, a totally unnecessary hold on Anthony Evans on there, but. You see, once he gets in the open field, he can be electric. Anthony Evans was fine today. Glad to see Sato Traore play. The first play of the game, I was like, oh, we might be in for a good one here. That long touchdown. What do you – no. Let's go down to the sideline. Jay Perry, ladies and gentlemen, the man. Colby Molk says, I don't see a Kevin Coleman replacement yet. Yeah, because, you know, Coleman played in the slot. I thought Evans was okay today. That hurdle was a very athletic play. I'm not a fan of the jet sweep being a tight end. Carter Bentley, you and me both. I said, so I was like, they really run a jet sweep tight end? What are they doing? Chris, what is the score of that Syracuse-Tennessee game? I have them in my pick'em. What's the score now? Let's see if I can find it here on my thing here. Well, they scored late. I don't need that. I needed them to hold on to that. But that's fine. But, yeah, I do wonder, you know, slot position, if Anthony Evans, I think he'll be fine there. Thompson looked really good. I mean, if Thompson's supposed to fill in the role that Craver gave you, he did that and more today. Had a really good game. What, five catches on the day? Is that correct? Let me check my stats here. Seven catches on the day, 92 yards. I mean, and should have had a touchdown. Should have been seven catches for, what, 100 yards and a touchdown? I mean, that would have been a fantastic day for him. But Thompson with seven, Traore with five, and then Evans with four, that works. That works for me. Johnny Daniels, three catches. Johnny Daniels had a – I don't expect a whole ton from Johnny Daniels, but I thought he played pretty well there. Zach Tucker, too cute play in the first half. I agree with that. I thought that State was running the ball effectively, and they just kind of got away with that. Started going east and west a little bit too much. That's just not what you wanted to see from Jeff Levy in a situation where it felt like midway through the second quarter they were starting to put a little pressure on them and didn't do that. Really wanted to see Stonk in the wildcat. You did. He got a play. Yeah, he had a 5-yard gain on that play. When that happened, I was like, dang it, Charles Huff, because he called timeout as Stonk goes into motion, and I was like, I wanted to see what the play was. So thankfully, State ran the play again. So there you go. Tell them to move that garbage can. Where is their garbage can? Where is one? Is that a garbage can? That's just a desk back there, I think. I don't know. I'm not worried about it. are there YouTube ads? I didn't know. Oh, well. We'll figure that out for next time. Don't worry. I'll take care of you guys. You know that don't happen. I didn't know they were in there. Speaking of ads, though, Paul Davis Restoration. We have to talk about our friends there over here in Starkville, or here in the Golden Triangle, if you're in the Tupelo area and you have any kind of damage to your home, water, fire, mold, storm damage, Paul Davis Restoration is there for you. They have been, as I said, they are the official damage and restoration company of Mississippi State University. So when something goes wrong at Mississippi State, they're calling Paul Davis Restoration, and they will get you taken care of. Give them a call today. I hope you don't have to give them a call today, but if you do, it's a name you can trust. 662-769-7285. Let them bring your property back to life. If you're in the Golden Triangle or in the Tupelo area, call Paul Davis Restoration. All right. Good. The chat is rolling. I like to see that. What did you think about linebacker play? Would I like to see more pressure? I don't know how vanilla they played today. I thought Jalen Smith was really good. I thought Malik Silla was good. I thought he played pretty well. I mentioned Nick Mitchell. I thought he was okay. Brandon Jennings was a guy. I didn't notice him as much today. And he didn't, he only had three tackles, but like to see a little bit more from him, but it was fine. And I'm not trying to do that as writing it off. It was fine. It was fine. So is what it is. Where am I eating after this? I don't know. I haven't decided yet. The food was good here at the press box today. They had these, I don't know what they're like, bratwurst, but they were good. I ate one of those. So I'm going to say this. We played poorly overall and won by 17 compared to last year. I'll take that. You're correct. If State played poorly last year, they don't win this game. Even playing a bad Southern Miss team, they don't win this game if they play poorly. So the fact that you can play poorly and win is a step forward. I think things that are true tomorrow, absolutely. 100% the things that are true will be here. What do you think about playing 10 yards off the slot receivers? I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of that. But, it worked. But you can't really argue with it when you look at Southern Mississippi's stats today, right? When you look at what they did in this game, less than 10 yards per completion. And they're talking about attempts, like 5 yards per attempt. Guys, we'll take that. But real quick, speaking of quarterback play, big shout out. I was at the Starkville Oak Grove game last night, maybe the craziest high school football game I've ever seen in my life. 57-54 was the final score. Starkville scored with 1 second left to get that. Remember the name Kingston Johnson. That guy is a potential stud for the Starkville Yellow Jackets. Keep an eye on that. 25-15 State opened up the year with a 34-16 win at Southern. With Dak for comparison. That's a good point. Absolutely a good point in that. That was a much better Mississippi State team, playing a better Southern Miss team probably, but State struggled. You're talking about a 17-point win on the road. Doesn't matter where you go on the road. It's tough to win. It's never mind it's tough to cover. It's tough to win. And to come here and, you led the whole game. You took complete control of the game in the third quarter. You can't complain too much. I can't stand the three-man front. I did think State was better when they ran four-man front, but we'll see how that goes. Does Shapen have a stronger arm than Camario? I don't know. I haven't seen him throw flat-footed. I think Camario probably has a stronger arm, but he's a freshman, so you got to be careful with that. So, will you snag me one of the Cap'n Crunch milkshakes and make Robbie hold it by the AC vent the entire ride back? Well, we didn't ride together. So I'd have to drive one-handed, holding it, have my air conditioning on max Arctic. One score game in Lexington, 2 minutes to go. Guys, Toledo will get you. They absolutely will get you. You got to watch out for those Rockets. Hate to say, I'm not reading that, Bill. Come on, Bill. Come on, Bill. We know better. We can't say that one on the air. Tulane looks good. Yeah, Tulane. John Summerall's a good coach. He'll be coaching somewhere big. this time next year. I don't have any questions about that. Let me give you my Stones Jewelers Diamond of the Game. Look how I worked that sponsor in there. Stones Jewelers, again, since 1976, the trusted name for exquisite, one-of-a-kind pieces. Whether it's a stunning engagement ring, a timeless watch, or a custom-designed necklace, their expert jewelers will help you find something as unique as the person you're celebrating. Stop by and see their beautiful collection at 709 West Main Street. That's Stones Jewelers, downtown Tupelo. You'll find the perfect piece to make any moment special. When you think of jewelry, think of Stones. I am going to go on the offensive side of the ball. You know, when I interviewed Brennan Thompson at SEC Media Days, I didn't know a whole lot about them and about him. And, you know, I knew that he had transferred in, but I remember being surprised that he was coming to Media Days. It's like, okay, what's the deal there? I thought he played incredibly well today. 7 catches for 92 yards. He was robbed of a touchdown by a penalty call there in the third quarter. He showed the speed that we have made him, you know, we've been talking about with him, and I'm interested to see what happens when they try some deep shots with him, because the long catch he had today was a running catch. But once he gets in the open field, that's a guy who's going to present some problems there. So our Stones Jewelry Diamond of the Game is going to be Brennan Thompson, wide receiver. All right, let's take a look at the week ahead for us here on Thunder and Lightning. Obviously, tomorrow's pod, when Robbie and I get back into town, we'll put it up for a Victory Sunday. We will have Tell 'Em Falk. We will have The Things That Are True, presented by Bell Building Supply. We will have Coffee Is for Closers, presented by Strange Brew Coffee House. My player of the game is the yellow jacket nest that was in the student section. There was a yellow jacket nest. Oh, no. Poor guys. I feel bad for them. Obviously, you know, a lot of Arizona State talk this week. I believe Brad Denny from the Speak of the Devils podcast will also be joining us as well. So a lot to do this week here on Thunder and Lightning, and of course on Sports Talk Mississippi, as college football is now officially back. Appreciate you guys joining me here on a Saturday afternoon. Enjoy the rest of your Saturday. Enjoy college football. Great games all over the TV tonight. Looking forward to that. Very, very much. All right, guys. Talk to you again very soon from the M.M. Roberts Press Box. This is Brian Haydad. Thanks for tuning in to Thunder and Lightning Post Game Live, presented by Paul Davis Restoration and Stones Jewelers.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.